MissouriNet News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Don't miss what matters. Put your phone down and pay attention to your surroundings.
Missouri officials say the state has paid more than $2 billion in unemployment claims during the COVID-19 pandemic. Department of Labor Director Anna Hugh told Capitol reporters that a system that rewards individuals to be unemployed is unsustainable.
According to a recent University of Chicago study, two-thirds of people getting unemployment are receiving more than what they earned from their jobs.
Director Hughes says that study found that 20% of those on unemployment are receiving two times or more in their benefits than what they used to make. Starting on July 5th, Missourians who want to continue to receive unemployment benefits will be required to perform three work search activities per week. The first procedural vote on the GOP version of a policing bill in the U.S. Senate is scheduled for tomorrow morning. Senator Blunt praising the work of law enforcement and the willingness to confront danger daily. He says he thinks there are a few departments that have chronic problems.
I think if there's a systemic problem in a department, it's hard for that department to solve that problem. And so some of what Senator Scott's legislation does helps create the tools that they might need to get that done, or the tools that we might need as outside helpers to say, here's a department that somebody needs to look at.
There is a House majority version of a policing bill that bans certain practices like chokeholds. Sponsored by Missouri Democrats, the two will either collide or be part of a House-Senate compromise. And a Buffalo man in southwestern Missouri has been sentenced in federal court for meth trafficking. 35-year-old Michael Creel was found with 1.5 kilograms of meth, 2.9 kilograms of marijuana, and ecstasy. Creel was sentenced to 13 years without parole. Health officials in Springfield say three people who tested positive for COVID-19 may have exposed the public. Reporter Jason Rima from our Springfield affiliate, KSGF, has details.
They visited three Walmart neighborhood market locations in Springfield and also the Andy's Frozen Custard on the east side of Springfield. Jason Rima, MissouriNet, Springfield.
And part of I-70 in Callaway County is closing for a few hours starting tonight. MoDOT needs to demolish the Route D bridge over the interstate several miles east of the Kingdom City exit. I-70 traffic will have to detour around the work from 9 o'clock tonight until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. The Route D overpass will be closed a couple of months. And a fatal shooting last night at around 9:30 in the St. Louis suburb of St. John. One person died, two injured in a restaurant. The St. John police chief says the shooter walked in and shot three women. That investigation is in its early stages. You are listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.